Genesis, important to New Testament doctrine?
Answers with Ken Ham, author of the book on effective evangelism called Why Won't They Listen? Well, Ken, since we now have the New Testament, why do we even bother with the book of Genesis?
I once spoke to a pastor who proudly proclaimed that his was a New Testament church. He said he didn't have to worry about the Old Testament. So I asked him, "Pastor, do you believe in marriage?" "Well, yes," he replied. "Why do you believe in marriage?" I asked. "Because Paul talks about marriage in the New Testament," he said. "Well, that's interesting," I said, "because when Paul talks about marriage, such as in Ephesians, he goes back to Genesis to give the foundation for marriage." And then I asked, "Do you believe in original sin?" "Why, yes," he said. "Well, that's interesting," I went on. "In 1 Corinthians 15, where Paul is writing about the message of Jesus on the cross and his death and resurrection, he goes back to Genesis to justify why Jesus died on the cross." I continued, "It's all very well to be a New Testament church, Pastor, but you must realize that all of the New Testament is based in the Old Testament, and ultimately all of this is founded in Genesis 1 through 11. The first chapters of the Bible are the key to understanding the rest of Scripture and all New Testament doctrine."
Does Genesis chapter 1 actually teach that the days of creation were 24 hours in length? Ken Ham looks at that intriguing question in a free booklet available on our attractive website, AnswersRadio.com. AnswersRadio.com.